But the Hawks have been giving a general briefing today about their successes, their challenges, some appointments. For example, 5 further senior managers will be appointed by Thursday, it would seem, another 3 by the 1st of January 2023. In addition, Lieutenant General Sipesihle Nkosi, the new deputy head. So the Hawks are moving, but one of the issues that did come up as well was, what are they going to do in regard to possible charges and prosecution that may be that Marcus Uster, the former CEO of Steinhoff, might face? And Nkosi Corner Duma, EWN reporter, has been looking at that and joins us on 702 Drive. And Nkosi Corner, good afternoon. What did Major General Libya say about Lieutenant General, to give him his correct title? What did he actually say in regard to Marcus Uster and their plans? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. So, well, Lieutenant General Godfrey Libya says that the prosecution and the announcement by German authorities that Marcus Uster will be tried on charges of fraud or accounting fraud, balance sheet fraud in Germany, that will have no bearing on South Africa's plans to also launch its own investigations. He says that currently they're just waiting for the outcome of a mutual legal assistance request, from other international bodies that are looking into this particular matter. But, as the Germans try Mr. Uster, the South African authorities will also be launching their own prosecution after completing the investigations. He says that, they've made some progress in regard to the investigation, but they just want, they're just awaiting more information from international bodies.
Did he indicate whether, if the Germans get started, whether they would have to wait until the Germans finish?
Well, no, he didn't. In fact, how he answered the question is that they will cooperate as the two jurisdictions, as they have been in looking at this particular matter, and that they will try and organize among themselves issues of extradition. But he says that they will give each other a chance to actually prosecute on the matter. And so I guess from what we can take from that is that they will try to work together in trying to establish the truth of this matter. And it makes perfect sense for them to do that, because you know that Steinhoff was as present in Europe as it was present in South Africa. And both countries will need each other in unpacking some of the dealings that occurred at Steinhoff, particularly in the era of 2009-2017, because that is where they are looking at it, where Mr. Uster, where Steinhoff, under the leadership of Mr. Uster, allegedly inflated their profits and the assets of the company, thus tricking several investors into investing in that company.
What were some of the other key things that he said for people who might have missed you talking about it earlier in Nkosi Corner? The arrest numbers seem to be significant. 827 people arrested for priority crimes. In fact, 827 suspects successfully brought before the various courts across the country. What about convictions, and what kind of offences were they convicted for?
Well, John, so the Hawks are looking at issues like serious crime and corruption. And what he accredited, John, the high number of arrests that were being made was that, the Hawks, since their last updates earlier this year, to the media, is that they've since been capacitated. He mentioned a number of appointments that have been made. He also said that the process of recruitment within the Hawks is ongoing, and they still have a budget for all their advertised posts within the Hawks. And that if they should run out of money, then they will make a request for further amounts. It also, John, highlighted the issue of the slow turning of the wheels of justice. In fact, we made one example about a case that started in 2011 and only concluded this year. He's saying that while they've made a number of arrests, the conviction rate is still low, and this is because some of the people that they're going after, John, are people with deep pockets. And so those people are able to, through the use of the legal system, are able to prolong their time, outside the prison. But he maintains that they are working hard to try and ensure that, the issues, particularly issues of corruption and matters that have arisen also out of the recently concluded state capture commission are effectively dealt with, John. Also, he also gave an update on the Palapala farm saga.
Yes.
He said that they've now secured 68 statements from witnesses. While he did not want to divulge much information, he says that investigations are still ongoing in that matter, and in fact it is one of their priority investigations, saying that it is being led by senior officials. We know that the president has, up to this point, denied any wrongdoing in relation to large amounts of foreign currency that were discovered concealed, allegedly, in his furniture at his Palapala farm.
Thanks very much. Boy, 68 witnesses. That's a lot of testimony.